The boogie monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. We can finally once and for all find out what happened with Judas Priest. Whether they broke up by themselves or they were pushed out by outside forces like the government.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you had too much candy.
What kind of candy you on?
Well, okay, so I went to our friend. I'm maxing on it. Fix my levels. Mm-hmm. All right, there we go. We went to Sean Jordan. Delightful Sean Jordan's wedding Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Sean Jordan of the All Fantasy Everything podcast, mm-hmm. stand-up comedian, all-around great guy. Yeah, he got married out. It was like a summer camp, like a summer camp with cabins and everything out in the woods and mm-hmm. here in Sandy, Oregon. So we went out there and had a wedding, but they had between your wedding, which I did not get to attend, mm-hmm. regretfully, but what I've heard about the dessert spread and everything, and this one, you need a dentist on site. They had a candy, like a. It was just a two tables worth of just candy and like take a mason jar. It even said, I don't have the lid. It was like candy's dandy. Love is sweeter. Sean and Laura's wedding. Fill up your candy jar. I'm like, well, okay.
It was like a candy bar, like a candy buffet.
Yes. Ooh. And I was just, not only was I free ranging on it, just grazing, and they had Girl Scout cookies,
ooh,
all the different Girl Scout cookies out and little cupcakes, just sweets, just two giant tables full of sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we were dancing, and of course you're drinking at a wedding, but I wasn't even hungry. I got sick from how much candy I ate. I got little kids sick.
Kyle got a tummy ache.
I think I got diabetes at about 4 a.m.
Oh, man. What kind of candy were you getting on?
I got the old sugar foot at dawn. Well, right now I'm eating the end of my jar.
Uh-huh.
I got gummy worms.
Nice.
I got Skittles. I got gummy rings. I ate all the gummy bears. Real gummy base. Gummy and fruit candy base.
Did you have a
they
fruit
had
jar?
Up.
Did you have a fruit jar and a chocolate jar?
Rachel went all cookies.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the chocolate. I like the stuff that's purely chemical.
Yeah.
I don't want anything from nature. I want mm-hmm. bright green, bright orange, and mm-hmm. I want chemicals on the side of the package.
Mm-hmm.
I want something that has the same texture as like a failed, like aerospace adhesive. Like, turns out you could eat the stuff we were going to use to seal the windows on the spaceship. I'm going to call them gummy worms. You got it. All right, give them to me. Can't get enough.
I do love a gummy worm.
Yeah, so I'm pretty tuned up on it. I'm eating them right now.
There you go.
So yeah, that's that. It was a fun wedding. Danced. I like dancing. I had this realization that I you know what? I enjoy dancing. Right. You know what? I need to be inspired to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel likes dancing. She likes dancing, so I'm going to go dance.
Was there a song that got you inspired, or was it just, it's time to dance, I'm going to get out there?
No, they did kind of what you did. Like, what music would, like, they basically, in their invite, was like, send us three songs that you would dance to.
Yeah.
So everybody got three songs they'd recognize.
Okay.
But I realized, you know, maybe, and I think that maybe you're the same kind of person. Like say you're at a wedding, not with a date.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be dancing?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that has anything to do with it, because my kind of dancing that I would be throwing down on is not necessarily couples dancing anyway. You know, I mean, I get that it's fun.
Oh, just interpretive?
Yeah. No, just, you know, really throwing down some boogie. You know, I'm
just,
not.
Yeah, just okay. And you would do? Yeah, you're a dancing fella.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't mind, dude. I put in a lot of hours trying to learn how to do the running man. That never worked out.
Forgive me for being surprised. Mm-hmm, right now.
Yeah, no, I have
the running man, huh?
I have a decent rhythm for a big fella.
In the treadmill in your living room,
yeah.
Couldn't get you to do the running man.
I couldn't do it. I just couldn't get the steps down. It seems so easy, but it's so difficult if you don't know how to do it. I don't know if I had the proper footwear.
Did you have a... Well, you do now. Go on, sweet Air Jordans.
Yeah.
Did you have a breakdance phase as a child?
Oh, man, did I?
I think the nation. I think the world had a breakdance phase in the mid-80s.
Second grade, me and about 8 or 9 other chubby little fat kids who had never breakdanced in their lives did a nice routine at the talent show to Let's Hear It for the Boy. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it for the boy. Let's hear it for my baby. And we didn't know. We were just like, oh, we're the boys. They're talking about us. Let's get out there. And yeah, we straight out of like Electric Boogaloo, break into Electric Boogaloo. We had the bandanas around the knees, had the bandanas around the forearm.
Oh, yeah.
I had the parachute pants. I had the sleeveless tee, maybe even a mesh back sleeveless tee.
Ooh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so we're going to.
And I got out there and waddled around for 4 minutes. And yeah, man, we did a thing. No rehearsal, no prior dance experience, just, hey, let's all do this. It was fun.
Yeah. Part of the craze. That was, I remember we had like a guy come to try and teach us breakdancing for gym class. I mean, I think it was probably third grade or fourth grade or something. Uh-huh. But yeah, he came in and I just remember we were all trying to do like the wave with our arms, mm-hmm. you know, the up, down, through wave and the robot.
Okay.
Everybody wanted to figure out pop locking. Mm-hmm. Grandmothers were trying to figure out pop locking.
Yeah.
Not just those old hips, huh, Granny?
I wanted to do that spin thing, you know, the kind of like you're on the pommel horse in gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the legs
are flipping around, but your arms are holding your body up. That was pretty advanced stuff. That was pretty ambitious of me to try to pull that off, but I never could figure that one out.
The amount of cardboard, the amount of attempted head spins on like full sheets of cardboard kids would drag out of the liquor store trash that was right next to our grade school. Probably not allowed these days, but the liquor store was right next to our grade school playground. just kids trying to head spin on Canadian club boxes.
Oh, man.
Okay, I didn't know you were I came to this realization lately of like, oh, how many times have I been the one sitting there watching people dance? Mm-hmm. Going, look at so-and-so looks foolish dancing. Like, you look like a bigger fool sitting on your ass.
Yeah.
Judging the people that are dancing and having fun rather than just doing the thing and cutting loose. Mm-hmm. Like, I've spent so much of my life concerned about what other people think of me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, yeah, remember all those times you could have just had fun, but you thought you looked cool instead, and you didn't. Just look like a guy who thought he was cool, which is the dumbest look.
Yeah, that's the dumbest look. The guy who thinks he's cool. Get over yourself, dickhead. Go have some fun.
Cool people don't have fun.
No. Too busy being cool. That's why you ever meet somebody like, I don't know, demographics or age or whatever, but every now and then, like in comedy, you'll run across somebody who's just like so cool that they can barely stand up straight. Like it's a burden on them how cool they think they are. Like it affects it affects their posture, their gait.
Yeah, it's a weight, dude.
Yeah.
It's a weight.
It's like, you're all right, buddy? Like they can barely speak, you know. It's just
confidence is different. Confidence is a lightness. Cool is a weight.
Mm-hmm.
Cool's a heaviness, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every now and then I run into somebody like that. I'm like, why don't you calm down? Being so cool. Won't you just be a human being? That's how I feel about Action Bronson. He's too cool. Like just take it easy, bud. Or he thinks he is. Who's the other guy on Vice all the time? Eddie Wang? That guy's so cool he can barely stand up straight. It's like, come
on,
man.
Action Bronson. Is he a rapper or a chef?
He's both, I think.
Oh, he looks like the other guy that looks like him. You know, that makes sense?
No.
There's another... who's the guy from the fuck that... Just... tattooed, big tattooed guy. What's if I'm gonna? If you're in front of your computer, what's this guy's
name? Now he did lose a bunch of weight recently. Is it?
It is.
Are you thinking of the same guy?
Action.
It's the same guy.
It is Action Bronson. Okay. Is in that show.
Yeah,
but yeah. I thought, what's his regular name?
I don't know. I just know him as Mr. Action.
Well, it'd be Mr. Bronson.
Yeah.
Action if you're nasty.
Uh-huh.
He does Fuck That's Delicious, but I thought there was another chef that just looks like him.
I'm sure there is.
I don't know. See, you know, some people, some people at work, some people can move in a way. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Here we are judging people for judging people. I don't know. But anyway,
let's get back
I was like, I danced a bunch.
So
we danced a bunch full of candy, felt poisoned. Now I'm eating the candy again, getting close to feeling poisoned.
Now,
candy and White Claws, nothing but sugar.
There you go. Now,
got a tooth left. My mouth looks like a forest fire.
Can you describe for us the type of dancing you were doing? Are you all hips? Is it a lot of footwork? Is it hand gesture heavy?
It's the kind of, I've never danced before, and I think I'm moving, and then I see a video, and I look like one of those voice-activated, Christmas trees you can get now,
mm-hmm.
that dance with a song, but there's no batteries left.
Okay.
So there's there's kind of maybe a twitch and a half a gyration, and then I'm distracted. So I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been out dancing? Hey, tonight we're going dancing. I don't think I've done that since high school.
There was a couple times we went to clubs, like in Chicago. And I was like, it's just that wasn't my thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because especially in your early 20s, it was all about you're trying to hook up, so you wanted to look cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'd go, there was a place, I think it was called Lush or Plush or something on Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. It was Lincoln Park before it was full douchey Lincoln Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the few, now this is the mid-late 90s, but they would have an 80s night. And that's when people didn't give a shit about 80s night.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a thing yet, except we all liked 80s music. So we would go because we sincerely enjoyed 80s music. And then that's when you wound up meeting more people because you were truly having a good time and not trying to be smooth or hit on somebody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's when gals would see you having a good time and be like, they just want to dance too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I would dance more, is like 80s new wave night. And then that gave way. Then there was like clubs like Neo and Exit that would have like a goth 80s night,
mm-hmm.
which people took seriously. Like they weren't laughing. They weren't dancing all tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
You know, you could throw a New Order song on there and still get silly. Get down on the dance floor.
Goths aren't traditionally known for their sense of humor.
Goths cut loose on a dance floor, though.
Really?
I think by looking at it, they're really just more dark humor.
Mm-hmm.
They're more sardonic.
Mm-hmm.
The music's a little heavy, but it's still dance music.
Yeah.
They still like the dancing. It's more intense dancing, but mm-hmm. they still like the dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to go to a place in high school. My senior year in high school, there was a place in Marietta, Georgia. I forgot the name of it. I think it was a regular dance club, nightclub the rest of the week, but on Sunday night was teen night or whatever. Yeah, instead of being 21, you had to be like 16 just to get in. And we'd go down there on Sunday nights. And there was a lot of like goth industrial. Like, remember dancing to a lot of Nine Inch Nails. And I just remember thinking, okay, this kind of works. You know, a lot of their stuff. Kind of nice dance beat.
It felt weird trying to do your regular moves mm-hmm. to a Nine Inch Nails song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be down there trying to grind on somebody to Head Like a Hole.
Yeah, to dance but not smile is the goth thing. Which doesn't seem like it. Yeah, they shouldn't be. It was more like a capoeira. It was more like a dance battle.
Oh, boy. I'm glad we made it through that craze. There was about 10 years,
craze?
10 years of my life where I thought I was going to have to get in a dance battle at any given night.
Oh, I meant like actual like dance fighting, like Brazilian dance fighting. Oh. Not like just go, not do the running man, add another guy.
Yeah, like you get called out, like me and you, buddy, we're going head to toe, head to head. Let's do it.
That was the big one in junior high.
Yeah.
And it was only the running man. All mm-hmm. anybody did was just the running man at one another.
Must be nice.
Yeah, so you would have lost the dance battle.
I sure would have.
Knowing you, then I would hate for you to see to resort to regular battle. What happened? Dave couldn't do the running man, so he punched out the other kid.
Oh,
he didn't
man.
Mean to. He was just he's in the zone.
Man, there's a, I don't know if it's a viral video, but I've seen it a lot in the last few weeks of like what looks like a Latino fella, probably early to mid 20s. Little hefty, not obese, but got some okay. heft to him. And he's at a wedding or something. He's up on an outdoor stage, and he's got on, like, blue jeans and, like, white cowboy boots. And yep. he's doing something. I mean, it looks magical. I mean, he's so graceful for a big fella. He's doing the thing. I can't. You know, like, if your feet, if you kind of, like, shuffle your feet sideways – where you're
okay,
like,
well, I,
you're shimming.
You got like a tucked in polo shirt.
Yeah. Yes. This fella.
Okay. I didn't take him as a Latina fella.
Maybe, I don't know. Like maybe not Latino, but.
But it was, I know it was like some sort of fancy footwork type
yes.
of thing, except he was portly with a polo shirt mm-hmm. tucked into blue jeans. So his whole physicality did not match the absolute creamy smoothness.
Yes, it was so smooth. So smooth. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I saw that video going around, and it really was. He just, it was like clearly like a country western type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing it wasn't line dancing, but it was some sort of footwork. People, I'm sure, have seen it because I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
It was so short, and they would just start over. I'm like, I want to see it again.
It's captivating.
Like, where's that foot going? Now it's going over there.
Yes.
No, that was the other foot. Shit.
And there's another video I've seen that's been out for probably 10 years or so, and there's different versions of it, but this one is of an old white guy. Looks like he's probably 70. Little wiry guy, real thin frame, but he's got a white beard, and he's wearing like shorts and suspenders. And it looks like he's wearing like bowling shoes or something. But he's got an outfit on, and he's yeah. clogging. He's doing this mountain dancing, this clogging. But he's got to be 70 and just smooth as silk, just really going for it. And then the different versions, like people have dubbed over like death metal, like different types yeah. of music because it's hilarious, you know. And imagine him dancing to metal, but well, kind of a similar thing where it's a lot of really graceful footwork.
Yeah, and some of it's the illusion of, like, you're doing so few moves to make it look like a lot of moves.
Mm-hmm.
Magic with the feet. Eh?
Yeah.
Sleight of foot. Sleight of foot magic. That's the name of our dance troupe. The sleight of feet.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, all right. Well, now that we said this about ourselves, if anybody catches out at a place where there's dancing and we're not dancing, we got some hell to pay.
I think I want to dance now. I want to dance some more. I got so jazzed.
Do you want to dance with somebody?
I
do you want to feel the heat with somebody?
I do.
You just want somebody to love you. Somebody? Ooh? Somebody? Come on, man. Where are my Whitney heads out?
I do.
Out there?
I do like that one.
It's a great one.
That was some elementary school hits right there. Some Whitney, mm-hmm. New Edition. Did you ever get into New Edition?
Sure.
Cool It Now. You've got to cool it now. Slow mm-hmm. it down.
What was
you're gonna fall in love?
That was New Edition. Who was what was Bobby Brown's group? Was that New Edition?
Yeah, he was in. Bobby Brown was in New Edition. And some
Mommy,
of the
Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Some of the Belle Biv
DeVoe
crew. Find
like a girl who cares who you like.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if they were like. Do you remember Menudo? Menudo was like the...
And Menudo exists now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think... what's the name of Bobby Brown's? New Edition. I don't think they were like Menudo in the sense that they had like a revolving door.
No.
Maybe they did.
Is it weird to know that Menudo is like a soup made out of the stomach bits?
Tripe soup.
It's tripe soup, but back in the day it was like no boys over 14 for our tripe soup dance group. I don't know.
Surely that's...
I felt bad. This is... Okay. I'm sorry to divert. Okay. I know if I look... You know, white dude, tattooed, shaved head.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out. I was just wearing my jammy shorts and a t-shirt and my Crocs. But there was like a cross... We're in a subdivision. And there's like a somewhat... Not busy street, but like a busier street other than like a little side street.
Mm-hmm.
And across the way... There was just like mariachi music playing all day, or like late in the day after it stopped raining because it's Oregon. And I was like, is it a live band? I couldn't tell where it was coming from. So I went to investigate it because I'm like, also live music, I'm going to stop and check out anytime there's live music.
Of course.
And I truly love mariachi music.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I want to go check it out. If it's neighbors playing music, I'm going to go see a band. And I started to walk across. I got across this busy street, and I'm looking like trash, like I said. Just whatever t-shirt with a graphic on it, kind of like sweatpants, shorts, and Crocs, like white trash, and then the head of a domestic terrorist. As soon as I get by the tent, I can tell it's a live band. And there's a big tent that they have, and I'm going to walk around like I'm by this fence, and I'm going to walk around the fence to go see if I could see in this tent and be like, oh, cool, like band's playing, like, you know, hope you don't mind if I'm listening from the street. As soon as I get by the tent, the speakers like blow out. There's like a tech problem where all of a sudden the static just like starts blaring through the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And now... In true domestic terrorist fashion, I'm like next, look like I'm sneaking up because it's this like alleyway I have to walk to get over there. And it looks like I just snuck behind the ethnic celebration and put a kibosh to it. So then I get that in my head as I got run back across the busy street. I just look like, well, we saw this fella, it looks like this, running away from the tent after the speakers went down. Oh. Like, oh, yeah, he probably tried to cut the plug, but didn't, got halfway through. But I wanted to go see what was going on. It was like a big band, big old tent.
And that was in your neighborhood?
Yeah. It was like a block away.
Yeah, that would have definitely drawn me a little closer. I would have investigated that.
Man, it's, if you're hearing like a backyard, like Latino, like Mexican party, mm-hmm. like that, you're going to get great smells.
Yeah.
You're hearing the fun music, and you know there's like whatever they're cooking over there mm-hmm. is going to be fantastic. I used to, like when I lived in Highland Park in L.A. for a few months, and across the street they'd have parties, and they'd see me just sad drinking beer on the porch. And mm-hmm. like, come over. I'm like, okay. I think maybe that's where it kind of solidified. I think I would hear it when I was at jobs, and I would like the music, and then that kind of solidified. Like, just come over. I'm like, mm-hmm. don't sit there. Who's so sad? I'm sorry, guys. I brought 10 beers over. Thanks for having me.
I don't think I've ever been to a Latino-based party. I would love to go. Cookout, birthday, what have you. They go big.
Go to a...
I
was going to say, go to like a street fair or something.
Yeah.
Have you been? I mean, Cinco de Mayo has been clearly whitewashed, but I'm sure you could find a good old mm-hmm. party somewhere.
They party a lot in Griffith Park.
Truly celebrate. Yeah.
They're big into utilizing. They're big into utilizing the public resources. Sound like a right-wing conservative talk show host. No, I just mean like they're good at like, oh, we'll do this in a park for free or for, you know.
But also, why not? Hey, yeah. I got 30 people, 40 mm-hmm. people I want to get to. Let's go to the park.
Yeah.
They got grills set up. Those are for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, they bring out their own tents. They bring out, I've seen the bouncy castles.
The Wi-Fi at where I was doing a thing today, and I was looking for the Wi-Fi in this building, and one of them was big. What was it? Big Booty Bounce House. I just thought that was great. Man, Booty Bounce House, like, and then I just like, that's it. Bounce House Strip Club. There's your, if somebody wants to make $1 million,
there you go.
Out there, if any of you boogers want to make $1 million, you rent out bounce houses and strippers at the same time. Like at $20 to watch, $50, you can bounce in a house with them.
There you go.
No touching. I mean, try not to touch.
That was absolutely top of the heap in terms of childhood entertainment. If you had access to
strippers, tell me about
strippers. I remember my eighth birthday party.
My crushes, they got like a like not like a full nude lady, but like a raunchy stripper kind of gram for our old neighbor across the street when I was a child, and I just had like, what's
that's pretty cool.
happening right now?
That's pretty cool.
Who's that lady? That's not his wife.
Who's that lady?
She doesn't seem to know anybody here, but she knows him real well.
No, but the bouncy castle was like that. That even trumped a trampoline. Like trampoline was like the best that you could. Trampoline or a pool. I had neither. But if you had access to a buddy that had a trampoline and or a pool, that was your best friend. But then if you knew somebody that was going big on a birthday with a bouncy castle or maybe a, you know, car dealership blowout or something, you know.
I was going to say, I think bounce houses came in past my age of those kind of parties.
Oh, really? I remember seeing some occasionally. It was a very affluent thing. I don't think I knew anybody that had a bouncy castle, but
I know, yeah, we'd I see mean, them. I saw him. I never was. I was always old.
Oh, I was always old.
Oh. Yeah. But pools, swimming pools, to this day, swimming pool.
Yeah. Nice pool. So you made it back home. That's exciting. About a month on the road.
Got back Friday night, Friday evening, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you, I don't know if we've spoken since Eureka, were you able to get rad after I left town?
I did, let's see, yeah, you left on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You left about a week ago. I did, my pal Colin stayed in town, we went hiking, it was all pretty mushy, we went scoping out spots, then we still went ahead and tried to ride, but we saw one guy when we were hiking, just head to toe, looked like he was mud wrestling.
Really?
We're like, how is it out there? He's like, it's a little wet. I'm like, I could tell. You're just brown. Your bike's brown. Everything's just the same colored mud.
Mm.
And then the next day, we went out. We didn't get that muddy, but it was all right. It was kind of like he drove out there with his bike. We may as well try it. And then I left Eureka to go up to Bend and got caught. Well, not caught. It was fine, but like, it was a snowstorm outside of Grants Pass, Oregon. That was, I saw just so many different climates. Like, I was in St. George, which is like almost mini Moab,
mm-hmm.
the week before. And then I was in, you know, getting in a snowstorm on a logging road the one night, and then got to Bend and rode bikes at great trails and got rad in Bend. That was a lot of fun. And did the shows there. Rachel came down.
Nice.
To see the shows in Bend on Thursday. And we came back Friday, and I just kind of chilled. Then we were out, like, camped at the wedding on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So it was at that day camp, summer camp type thing. And got back yesterday. This is the first full day I've had of waking up and going to bed in my own bed here.
Good for you.
Yeah. So it's all right. How about you after we vacated the fuck house?
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you.
Did we get to talk about that on the show?
No, we haven't. That's what I was leading at. I wanted to see how many extra nights did you stay in the Eureka fuck house?
None. Zero. None.
Okay.
No. So
how would you describe this place?
Well, no, and still great. Like, listen, we could have gotten our own place if mm-hmm. we wanted to.
Yeah.
So, again, are we looking a gift horror in the mouth?
Mm-hmm.
I think we were told there was a place we could stay at. It was described as an Airbnb, but not really like a legal Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
which that opens up
off the books
the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And we get there, and it's a house that's, you know, wasn't in great shape. But, hey, all right, we got a place. I mean, I had the van, but you don't have the place to stay. Always better than going out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sheets, bedding looked clean. And then
I stayed on top of the sheets, by the way. I did the old sleeping bag on top of the bed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because of the stories we had heard.
Well... That was the first, it was comedian Lauren Brenner, who was on the show Friday. Because
mm-hmm.
when we got in Friday or Thursday? Yeah, we got in Friday.
Yeah, Friday morning.
And we're all hanging out. She's like, oh, yeah, it's the sex house. It's the house that they use for sex.
We're like, what?
So it's kind of, I'm sure it's not just, it seems like it's a property that is of general use.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of the comedy club. So, all right, comedians, you can stay here. You could also hang out. Generous amenities, a lot of weed and mushrooms right on the counter just for the having.
Mm-hmm.
I did leave a thank you little note there.
Oh, nice.
But then it was mentioned that, oh, this is a sex house, which all houses, every house is a sex house.
Mm-hmm.
Every hotel room is a sex room.
Yeah.
But the fact that it did... add just a different level of like, what's that stain?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this sticky?
Mm-hmm.
Like that changed it.
Yeah.
Like the hotel I was in Bend, Spring Hill Suites, very nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw one loose, Skittle. I didn't have Skittles. I didn't get Skittles till Saturday. This was last Thursday. Saw one loose Skittle on the floor, and in my head, like, oh, that means I didn't clean anything. There's a bright red Skittle on the floor, and you didn't get that. What else have you ignored?
Ugh. I found other people's socks in hotel rooms. Come on.
Where?
Just on the floor. Just on the floor. There's a
like
sock.
Out in the open?
Yes, there's a sock that's not mine, and I'm here alone.
How is it? But out in the, like, I get if it's under the bed, because I know they kind of carpet sweep. They don't necessarily. I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, they got to get this many rooms done by this amount of time. Like, the illusion of cleanliness mm-hmm. is what I want.
Yeah.
But sex house, there wasn't much illusion.
No.
It was pretty crusty.
You found some interesting stains in your room.
Well, they weren't interesting until Lauren said it was a sex house. Then I'm like, well, what's on the mirror here?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, no, the girls who stayed here, they probably had, like, some lotion. We'll get fucking lotion. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah, lotion. Sorry, I splattered my Gooch moisturizer everywhere.
Well, and I can't remember if I talked about this on the last episode. I don't think I did, but the fuck house was a step up from the last place I stayed in Eureka. And by the way, I love Eureka. Mm-hmm. I love Northern California. I know they're the punchline of a lot of our jokes, but
they're weirdos. They know it, but we keep going back. So yeah. Who are we then?
Yeah.
How dare we judge?
Last time I was in Eureka, I think I told you this story. But I stayed at the Laguna Inn, and one of the shadiest motels I had ever been to. And I check in. It's just one little mishap after the other, and just crawling with weirdos. Just one of those motels where, like, half the doors are just open. Just, keep our doors ajar around here. You can come and go as you please. And
commerce happening.
Yeah, it was so shady and crusty that I checked in, took a nap, and then as I was getting ready for the show, and it just happened to be the last show of the run, that particular run, I was like, yeah, I'm not coming back here after the show. So I packed up all my gear, went to the show, and then willingly drove 11 hours home through the night as opposed to staying at the Laguna Inn. Then I find out that upon our last visit last week, someone told me about the Laguna Inn. They're like, yeah, I remember you complaining about that place last time you were here. Yeah, about a week week after you left, apparently they found a dismembered body inside one of the rooms at the Laguna Inn. Or somebody, they found a body elsewhere and then determined that it was dismembered at the Laguna Inn. I'm not sure which one it is. But
dismembered.
Yeah. Yeah, good old cut 'em up motel. So, yeah, I guess the fuck house is a step up from the Laguna Inn.
I hope to remain membered.
Mm-hmm.
Membered and remembered, never dismembered.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What's the grossest hotel you've ever stayed at? I mean, I know you've stayed at thousands. Does any stick out as far as like, oh, shit? Have you ever did what I did? Have you ever checked in, paid your money, and then did not stay the night?
I'm going to look it up right now. Let me see if I can find the exact one. Where did we stay in Orlando?
Orlando.
Remember? What was the name of the venue in Orlando?
Shit. Cannot remember.
I know. Yeah. I think it's a Best Western. I love it when there's specific details.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to find it right now. Fill in what you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that just reminds me. One time I was in Jacksonville. I think I told this story a few years ago. Checked into a hotel in Jacksonville. They give me the room key. I go open my door, and there's a lady in the room. And I'm like, oh, shit, my bad, sorry. Go back up to the desk. Yeah, just someone already in there. Like, what? I paid for this room. She was, like, taking a nap. I scared the shit out of her.
What did she know? I know that's, like, kind of – sometimes that's people's hack is, like, to go catch the cleaning crew and be like, hey, do you mind if I get a – if I wash up in here before y'all – like give them $20, take a shower if you're out on the road kind of thing.
Yeah. No, this just looked like a normal lady, a normal hotel resident, but scared the hell out of her, walked back up to the desk, told them what happened. They're, oh, goodness, we're so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Give me a new key. Go to this room. There's a guy in this room. No shit. Twice.
So, man, we just weren't sure what you into. Thought you was a straight fella. Yeah. Decided to get you...
And what'd I just, I told the people, I was like, what's going on here? Again, this isn't like a house
what's going on here?
Like, this is a hotel, right? You do this every day? We didn't just kick in your door and demand a room. This is your business model that you rent out rooms to strangers? Okay. Can we get the
what y'all got going on here now?
Yeah. There was no explanation. They were just like, you could tell they were just like, oh, fuck. Twice. And God's honest truth, up till that moment in time, I don't think that had ever happened to me once. I don't think I'd ever stuck my key in the door, opened the door, and there's a stranger. This happened twice in 10 minutes at the same hotel.
Well, I'm on Google Maps looking at, for once, thankfully, new construction in the area where this Best Western was. I believe it's on the corner of Livingston and... whatever this Livingston and Magnolia Avenue in Orlando, I thought it was the best, and it was just like not blood on the curtains, but like blood on the curtains. Mm. Like, there it is. It's a Travelodge. That's what it is. If I pull out from the map, it's the old map. But if I do Street View, it's now got the new construction in it. It was the Travelodge. I see you. You can't hide from me, Travelodge. It was Sleep with the Clothes On. You know what's funny is I remember this. It's where the Hilton Garden in Orlando is now. It's not that. It was the Travelodge.
Mm-hmm.
When I played in Orlando for the first time with Brian Posehn, probably 2010,
mm-hmm.
It was the same as the venue I was playing now. Oh, I'm sorry. This was... Oh, maybe it was. Either way, we pulled up to it, and I remember like somebody else had booked it. I remember I was driving the rental car with him, and we pull up to it, and he just goes, "Oh hell no, man!" Immediately, we just went into the parking lot just to turn around, and he's like calling. He's like, "Yeah, this place looks terrible. We're not staying here." And then when I went back, I was like, "Oh, this is a place Posehn wouldn't stay at," and I still stayed there, and it was horrible.
Mm.
And I think I stayed there twice. So I'm such a cheap ass when it comes to myself.
Yeah.
I'm such a cheap ass with money. That was like, I think, no, I think I only stayed there the one time. I think it was so crusty. And so, like, if I can't get a good sleep because of how crusty it is, mm-hmm. like, if I'm going to lay awake thinking about how nasty the place is, mm-hmm. then I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one where, like, I just remember looking at, like, all kinds of, like, splatter marks on the curtains.
Ugh.
And, like, everything was, like, stiff and itchy.
Ugh.
Like, the towels and, like, it was just...
Pubes on the white towels.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
And just, yeah, real, real crusty.
I used to bring my own pillowcase. I used to do that a lot just so I didn't have to
bury
my
face. Not a wrong thing to do.
Yeah. That's fucking great. If you think, speaking of your joke, your new great bit about pillows. Like,
it's actually a super old bit, so yeah. I just like it a lot. I wanted to redo it.
But just think about that. Like, I know they changed the pillowcases and washed those, but there's still just a disgusting saliva sponge underneath there.
This is the road I can't go. We both have to stay in hotels. And if I start thinking about this, then it'll ruin working on the road. Like, I feel like I'm so close. Like, listen, I'm a vegetarian. I don't want to be a fucking vegetarian, Dave. But I am because I thought about shit too much. And I don't want to become a germaphobe because of the same thing. So I still need to go, like, straight up roll around in dirt and eat some boogers every once in a while. Just be like, see? I could still do it. I'm not scared. So I need to maintain that.
Oh. It's a fucking miracle. Neither one of us have had bed bugs.
We're knocking on wood with that one, buddy. You're cursing us with so much language right now.
Sorry about that. So yeah, we survived the Eureka fuck house. all I got was a free t-shirt.
It's like your standard haunted house, except it's a 68-year-old hippie with no bra on coming trying to give you a hug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of weird things inside the home, I don't think I told you this.
What does this mean?
I told you this. Last week, I was 98% sure that we had a vagrant in our attic.
You were speaking of this.
Mm-hmm. Some movie I saw about a year ago. It was a decent movie, but it was the first time I was ever made aware of the concept of a frog in terms of a human being or a squatter, I guess. I don't know how prevalent they are. I don't know if this is just for the movie, but I could see. I think I've seen some like viral videos of like security camera footage of this kind of shit happening. But frog meaning just people who hop around from different home to home and squat in an occupied home without the tenants being aware of it.
Yeah, living in the attic and sneaking food out and stuff. Yeah.
Just terrifying if you think about it. I forgot the name of that movie. It was some horror movie. It was really good. Came out a couple years ago. But, yeah, just some family living in this home, and then they look on their security camera, and there's people crawling out of the attic down in the middle of the night and rummaging through the kitchen and stuff and then crawling back up. But I was 98% convinced that we had a person crawling around our attic. And
how's that? How did you think you had?
Well, because I heard footsteps. I heard like actual, like it sounded like not like raccoon or rodent footsteps, like heavy footsteps cranking around in the attic. Then I didn't hear this, but then Katie heard like a cell phone or a bleep blop or some sort of, you know, electronic device. She's like, oh, shit, I heard
we got the bleep blops up in the attic.
And we've got a couple of footstools, but we don't have a proper ladder. So I couldn't get all the way up in our little – we had this little attic space I didn't even know we had. And so I get on the footstool, and I get as high up in there as I can. And I'm not tall enough to see. So then I just take my phone – and I record a video, and I just stick my phone up there and kind of do a little 360 action, and then looked at it pretty closely and couldn't see anybody. But like, It was really bizarre. Now, granted, was marijuana involved? Possibly. But not to the point to where I was completely out of my mind. And she was there, too. It's not like I, you know, it's just a, just my own, in my own little head. She heard it, too. And, yeah, I don't know, man. But, like, there was about, and I even, I'm, like, yelling up there. I'm like, hey, if someone's up there, just come out now. Because if I get up there with my gun and I'm surprised, I can't promise that I won't shoot you. And I got my gun out, and it chambered. I was like chambering rounds, and hoping that that would be like okay. And some poor bastard crawls down, but like I was, you know, was giving them warnings. Like I'm coming up there, just, and if I get startled, I'm gonna shoot.
High on weed, waving a firearm around.
Yeah,
at a bleep blop. You heard?
Yeah, yeah.
You understand how this sounds to me, and probably everybody else.
No, I totally understand, but it's this is what happened. And I wasn't that high. And we both heard some shit. And it was like, what the fuck?
I think as your legal counsel, I'm not a lawyer, but in most cases, Dave, I think I have to speak as your legal counsel. I think we should refrain from any more details right now.
All right. Well, nothing happened. But
thank God.
But it really was. It was like an unnerving, like there was like 10 minutes where I'm like, there's fucking somebody up there.
Oh, this story's unnerving. All
right.
There's
somebody up there, man. And they didn't come down, but we heard footsteps. And by the way, there's nobody above us. So we're on the top floor, then there's a little attic. And there was a bigger attic than I thought we had up there because, you know, when I looked at the video, I was like, oh, this is spacious. And
why don't you get a proper ladder and go looking around?
Yeah, there? I got to get a proper ladder. But then
you're gonna see footsteps. You're gonna see stuff. I'll put this to you. Could it be a large bird on the roof? Crow, owl, things of the sort.
Well, just like the footsteps were. You know, it was heavy. It just sounded like a person, or at least a heavy animal, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever. Didn't sound like a rat or a raccoon or a bird. Like they were making some creaking and crawling noises
so
up there.
Dave Stone, the man who wants to fight a coyote barehanded, is loading a weapon to investigate bleep bloops in the attic.
Well, I was hoping that would get them to surrender. You know, I was like, I'm going up there with my gun. They didn't know I couldn't get up there, my footstool.
That's what the gun's for. I don't have a ladder. I have a gun. Gun gets up to the second story way quicker than I could.
Yeah. But no, like, I'm serious. I was like, holy shit, there's someone in our attic.
You think it's footsteps?
I mean, it sounded like someone walking around up on the joists up there, you know, just creaking around. And then
What time was it? What time of day was this?
11 p.m.
You guys were up moving around down there?
Yeah. Yeah, I stay up pretty late.
All right.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. There's something else I got to worry about.
I get old Dave, got to move again. He punched his neighbor, nah, he's just shooting through the roof.
You ever had anything like that? You ever had anybody squatting?
I mean, no. I mean, I had the guys that would, like, off the apartment across from Red Line, that kooky neighbor next door that had just been in the neighborhood for decades and decades, was like a crazy old man. And he had like an abandoned couch in his yard, and there was one kind of real schizophrenic bipolar homeless guy that would find that couch every few days and stay out there. But I mean, wasn't bothering me. he would like scream at nothing.
That the old guy that thought I was you?
No, that was my landlord.
Oh, okay. Yeah, one time I was house sitting and I ran into him and he goes, man, you've sure gained some weight. And I said, do you think I'm Kyle? And he goes, you're not Kyle? I go, no.
That's old Ed.
You sure gained some weight. Yeah, I know, man.
That was my landlord who was homeless for a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah, he lost his place or somebody passed away where he was staying. He couldn't stay there. So he was in like a motel for a while. He'd be coming around. So when you think you're moving, like, I don't know, man, but you can't because I had the Learning Annex, the previous Boogie Monster Studios Learning Annex, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to need this place back. So he was living down there. There was the haunted, unfinished bathroom they tried to put in with no plumbing knowledge, I think, is what happened there. It was like, well, that you saw, I showed you that weird room in the annex.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was basically just, it was a, just a room. Just a empty room below a two-unit apartment building.
Yeah.
And you could tell they were trying to create a studio, an illegal studio, because they started to do plumbing, and clearly that went sideways, and they just boarded up the bathroom.
Oh, man.
So I remember opening that door and being like, well, this is terrifying. But so then Ed was like, yeah, he's living in a week-to-week hotel.
Yeah.
And I was paying him rent. LA's a tough market, man.
Yeah.
It's a tough market.
Yeah, it happens. I understand. Well, hell yeah, buddy. What else is going on? Anything? You're home for a while?
Yeah, I'm doing, looking at emails now. I'm doing shows in town. Gotta get the new material out in the world.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I gotta go write these new jokes.
Write the new ones.
Shit.
I understand.
Gotta write these goddamn new jokes now. Yeah, I don't know. Having fun. Looking forward to having a little fun, you know? It's just been so tough out there, Dave. Looking forward to finally loosening up and having some fun.
Been grinding, buddy. You've been grinding.
Oh, man, I'm about to go out and fuck it up, dog.
I'm going to take it easy here in about next month sometime. I tell you, I'm going on a trip. Just learned today.
You got surprised.
I got surprised by my wonderful, beautiful, generous wife. She's like, hey, we haven't gone on a trip in a while. What do you say we go to Hawaii? And I'm like, fuck yeah. So I'm going to Hawaii next month for about a week and a half. My life's so grueling. Nice. I need to take a break from getting up at 11 a.m. every day.
Yeah. I'm excited for Hawaii. I mean, I've given you my suggestions. If the listeners have some.
Yeah.
What should Dave do in Hawaii? You trying to do a show out there at all?
I don't know. Probably not, unless, you know, one just falls in my lap. But
Honolulu's got a little bit of a scene going on.
Yeah.
I saw that Maui was having some comedy shows when we were there, too. They had some comedy night at a spot, but I'm excited for you, man. It's the best place I've ever been.
Yeah, we went together. We had a good time there.
Yeah.
Back, what, the eight years ago?
When you got ripped off by those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Spent a whole year making a fucking documentary that never got released, and they never finished paying me. But, yeah, good luck, fellas. But I did get to go to Hawaii twice on their dime, so not all bad.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Oh, you went twice with them. I know me and you and Singer went out there.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those where they, in Hawaii had nothing to do with the documentary, but they were just like, meh. You know, it's like when Adam Sandler shoots a movie in Hawaii that has nothing to do with the plot. It's like, hey, I just want to go to Hawaii. But yeah, we went early in the documentary, and then we went at the very end. That's when I brought you and Singer and I think Pete Holmes.
It almost sounds like they were just racking up costs to like, oh, our budget's up again. We need more money. And then like quick show them some receipts for Hawaii.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, very stoked about that. We don't know if we're going to Honolulu or Maui. We got to figure all that out. But yeah.
And well, Honolulu's a city. Mm-hmm. I would suggest if you're going there, go explore other parts of that island.
Yeah, that's where I went last time. So I feel like I've already seen a lot of that.
But I mean, it's still there's still going to be great beaches. But that's the city, Maui. That's where we went over Christmas. I was telling you, rode to Hana. Get yourself that huli huli chicken.
Ooh, what's this?
It's just Hawaiian chicken.
Okay,
Hawaiian grilled chicken. It's on the side of the road. Chicken in a barrel. Get yourself some chicken in a barrel. Oh,
sounds good.
That's the stuff they like. They're like, I don't know if it's smoked or what. It's like they make they, it's in a 50-gallon drum.
Ooh.
And then the chickens like attach the lid, like dangling from the lid, so they dangle it in the barrel.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's whatever they were carrying in those barrels beforehand
mm-hmm.
that gives it the flavor, but whew,
that sounds good.
Sure, I'm going to get testicular cancer from it, but it was good. We bought these from the government, $2 a piece. These are left over from the military.
It's my barrel chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah, things are good, man. Things are real good.
Well,
can't complain.
I'm glad they're good. Don't shoot into your attic, Dave.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Much like everything else we've discussed, I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's haunted. Maybe it's a ghost footsteps.
Let's put it this way. How would you get into the attic if not through your apartment?
It's a great question. I don't know. Maybe there's a vent or something that someone gets up on the roof and shimmies into the attic. I don't know. I got to get up there and explore. I go buy a ladder.
Yeah, let's start with the ladder. Mm-hmm. Let's start with how far up is the entrance to this little thing?
Well, it's, I don't know. Whatever our ceiling height is, probably 9 feet. I mean,
you got a maintenance guy? You got a maintenance guy for
yeah.
the apartment? That
yeah,
he's got a ladder.
Do.
You don't have to buy a whole ladder for yourself.
That's
so
true.
You can borrow a ladder.
Yeah, get Julio up in here and poke around.
Maybe it was him.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not at 11 o'clock. Right. Not without warning. That's how people get shot. And by the way, I wasn't going to just fire my gun aimlessly into the attic. I have more muzzle control than that.
No, I was going to wait till I saw some sort of blurry movement in the dark corner.
I was hoping that would... I mean, if I was fucking around in somebody's attic, somebody shouted that up to me, I'd be like, all right, don't shoot. I'm coming down. I'm sorry. Also, I owe you a jar of pickles. I'll get
I
out of here.
I think about all this... Yeah, I think about all the snooping around I did as a kid and mm-hmm. trespassing. How much... I could have just been shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, we played laser tag straight up in a whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, figured out how to get on just other people's roofs.
That's awesome. I bet that was
strangers'
fun.
Roofs. But yeah. if you, like, again, like what you're saying now, I thought there was somebody on my roof when I shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And they were holding the gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we just ran nuts.
Yeah.
So, all right, Dave. Well, keep it in the holster, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get more Hawaii sectionals, more Hawaii suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
You already got the shirts. You're ready for it.
I didn't even think about that. I'm going to fit right in.
Nah, I want you to dress super conservatively when you get there.
No way. This guy's a tourist. Look at that. It's a native.
You, but they, but then the people that live there are also like, no, it's just this is what we wear.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
Anything to plug? What do you got?
I got shit.
You got nothing?
No. What do I got in town here? What is this? May? We're in May. We're in May already. Yeah, I'm going to be at the Beaverton DMV at 2:30 tomorrow.
Fun.
I'm going to be at a place called Shilling Cider here in Portland at 7 o'clock Thursday night. I'm going to be at, got a gig down in McMinnville on the 21st. I wish I knew where these were. I'm just looking at my Google calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Bronger's playing the Aladdin here in Portland on the Friday the 20th. I'm definitely going to go see my buddy Matt Bronger. Have not seen him do a long set of comedy in forever.
Nice.
So I'm very excited about that. And I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Where at?
At the Comedy Zone with old Chris Buck, with our pal Chris Buck.
Hell yeah, Comedy Zone. You tell him I said
it's
hey.
A good, that's a, I don't, I can't, I've only
that's
heard the stories about the other ones.
Yeah.
I am intentionally going back to this one because I've always had a good time.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
This is my third time, fourth time maybe.
That one is a good one. I've done that one, but yeah.
But we've heard the stories of the other ones.
Yeah. Tell him I said, hey. I'll be in Bakersfield in July. That's my closest date on the book. July 16th, Bakersfield, The Well. Come out and say hey. Talk that Bakersfield sound. We'll talk some Buck Owens and some Merle Haggard.
Buck Owens.
Love Buck Owens.
Yeah. All right.
Good times, buddy. Good catching up. Welcome home. Get some rest.
Thanks, man. You too.
Get that
ladder.
Get that fuck house stank off of you.
More ladders, less bullets, Dave. More ladders, less bullets.
That's not a bad way to live. I'll take your advice on that. All right, buddy.
Good luck. Good luck with the frog.
The Boogie Monster.
Podcast Network.